like a drug. I can't undo moments I had. Things that I said were true. Now the tables will turn. Why do I still sleep in your shirt when it hurts me? Hanging on to you, why do I still do? I can't live with and I can't live without it.
Kiss 92.5's Needy
or Greedy.
All right, y'all, let's get you some money. Text the word jacket right now along with your name to 925-555. Jacket is what you are texting. You get on the radio with us, the Roz and Mocha Show, and you'll be asked whether you want to be needy or greedy. If you want to be needy, no problem. We got $92 for you. If you want to be greedy, what you got to do then is guess what the current dollar amount is in the jackpot, and if you're right, you get all the money. So let's get you on the radio so you can tell us whether you want to be needy or greedy. Text jacket along with your first and last name right now to 925-555. We will talk to you after Billie Eilish.
Roz and Mocha.
Celebrate mornings
on Kiss 92.5.
If I'm turning blue, please don't say.
Kiss 92.5's Needy
or Greedy.
Yes, yes, yes. Yo, Sabrina, what's up? It's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Yo, is this Sabrina from Woodbridge?
No, it's Sabrina from Georgetown.
Oh, okay. Okay. You sound just like this girl named Sabrina I know in Woodbridge.
Right. Maybe in the past life.
Well, if we knew each other, you wouldn't be able to play, so I'd have to hang up. All right. Sabrina, here we go. This game is called Needy or Greedy, and this is how we play.
You got a choice to make. You could be needy, and we'll give you $92 right now. You can walk away, no questions asked. Or if you want to be greedy, you know you got to try and guess the exact dollar amount sitting in the jackpot right now. We can tell you that yesterday at 4 o'clock, Lee was the last one who played. Lee's guess was $1,025. She was wrong. The jackpot is lower. So, Sabrina, what are you going to do? You going to be needy or are you going to be greedy?
I'm going to be needy this time. I haven't been following along, so okay. I can't even guess.
Whatever. $92. What are you going to do with the cash?
It's my daughter's birthday today, Ava.
Oh, happy birthday, Ava. How old is she?
12. She's turning 12.
Amazing. Well, happy birthday, Ava.
Thank you.
Enjoy the day. And Sabrina, thank you for listening. Thank you for playing, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, hang on the line. We're going to play Needy or Greedy every hour till 6 p.m. Keyword you need is jacket. That is what you're texting along with your name to 925-555. We will play again at 9 a.m. And please stick with us in a couple of minutes. We're going to talk to you about something very exciting happening here on Kiss 92.5 that Roz and I, the entire team here at Kiss, are super pumped about. We think you're going to be pumped about it, and we cannot wait to share that news with you next.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
And home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Toronto's Kiss 92.5.
Friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh-wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm lying cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause I'm
friends with the mom.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you want, cause no one if you're losing your mind, the way you want it.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan conjuring, cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict, cause the very thing that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking, nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking, I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying, don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the one day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then drums get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the feeling shit to stay back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the orphan children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great, it's payback. Plus the
facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with the
monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster.
Biggest hits, the best throwbacks. 810.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Lives on Kiss 92.5.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
We've been talking behind the scenes here on the Roz and Mocha Show and at Kiss for, I don't even know how long, dude.
Oh, a long time.
About this initiative that we are super pumped about. And we're out here trying to help the kids. Because it's all about the kids. But also helping you out at the same time. We're launching a 50-50 fortune supporting food for kids. And we've created this 50-50 lottery where the more money we raise, the more kids we can feed in the GTA and more. And also you could win.
Yeah. Like Food for Kids, first of all, if you don't know the organization, go on and look them up because they do a really, it's so necessary, but it's also extremely, it's different. So they feed kids, yes. But what they do is they make sure kids have enough food for weekends in the summer break.
Yeah.
So they'll give them food going into a weekend discreetly. They slip it into their school bag. So they have food for the weekend. So they don't have to worry when they're outside of school where their food is coming from. It's an incredible, incredible organization. And so, yeah, we're doing a 50-50. And I don't know anybody who doesn't love a 50-50.
Amen.
Like, my God.
Oh.
Can
I say what the, like, we're starting off big, guys.
Yeah.
We're starting off big. The current take-home prize, I know this is the very first time we're talking about it.
Yes.
And we're going to be talking about this a lot, but the very first take-home prize is a guaranteed $50,000.
Wow. Yeah.
That's not it.
Oh, no, it's not.
Okay? Guaranteed 50 grand take-home prize. We also have an early bird prize.
Everybody loves an early bird prize.
Who doesn't? Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
This Friday, and when I say early bird, like, we're talking about in 4 days.
Yes.
This Friday, you can win tickets to the Taylor Swift Eras Tour.
There we go.
Thanks to Rogers.
Oh, I might get in on that.
Okay. So, 50 grand guaranteed out of the gate.
Uh-huh.
Also, early bird prize. Tickets to see Taylor Swift. We're going to do that on Friday.
Yeah. But this is, again, all about the kids. We wanted a way here on the show where we could show love and help the kids out. In need. Because they need access to food.
They do. It's food for kids, but it's also cash for you.
Uh-huh.
Which is really great. Guaranteed 50 grand. Now, how do you get the tickets?
You can get them right now at kiss925.com. Or if you're just on your phone and you want the link right now, just text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 925-555. The 50-50 fortune supporting Food for Kids, which is a project that we are so behind and very passionate about. And we're looking to do some good over the next little while for the kids.
Again, go to the website, kiss925.com, or even easier, text the word money to 925-555, and we will send you a link right there on your phone to get tickets. This is the 50-50 guaranteed already out of the gate. 50 grand and the early bird prize, tickets to see Taylor Swift. That early bird draw happens on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's Roz and Mocha.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
Kiss 92.5.
I'm feeling alright, baby, I'ma have the best freaking night.
touch with Roz and Mocha.
925-555.
Kiss 925.
Brandon, what's up, dude? It's Roz and Mocha.
What's going on?
I want to read this text that you just sent to us.
Okay. Sure.
It says, I just wanted to thank you for all that you do. Also, I want to say thank you because if it weren't for you guys, I don't know if I'd be doing my dream job right now or what I'd be doing. You guys keep me positive through some hard times, and I really appreciate everything. That's a really nice text, Brandon. Thank you so much. What is it that you do for a living now?
I'm a firefighter now.
Okay. So at what point in your life did you decide to go that route, like switch things up, and why... Why are you saying that we helped with that decision?
So in college, I did HVAC in college, and I wasn't a huge fan of it. And I felt like I wanted to do something better with my time, something to do better, I guess, for everybody. So I picked firefighting, and it was a difficult kind of road. It's pretty competitive field to get into. So it took me about 2 years of just kind of constant testing and interviews and that kind of stuff. And it kind of took a toll. So being able to turn on the podcast or turn you guys on the radio and listen to you guys in the morning kind of kept me positive. And I think I called you guys a couple of years ago on my way to an interview. And we chatted for a bit, which made me feel good. Didn't get that job, but I got the next job after that.
Maury is furiously flipping through his calendar right now. Are you in the firefighter's calendar?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not.
Oh, you're not
in
November?
No, not November.
No.
That's too bad.
You guys did ask me if I liked sleepovers and chili, and I can confirm I do like sleepovers and
chili.
That's
all you need to be a firefighter, man. I see in my grocery store all the time, I get to the grocery store the same time the firefighters get to the grocery store to buy all their stuff.
Yeah,
for dinner,
it that way, right?
Yeah. Shut up. I feel safe. I feel safe. That's okay. Why I time it that way, right? Yeah. But they walk in, y'all walk in, and you got your firefighter pants on, which are huge, and then you're just wearing t-shirts on top, and everything's like all folded down, right? Yeah. It's an odd look. It's like seeing a Disney character without the helmet on, right? Like you're not used to seeing that look.
It doesn't make sense.
These guys go in and buy so much meat.
Uh-huh.
It is incredible.
You gotta load up on protein and carbs.
Bro, I'm talking like they'll go to the butcher counter and I saw a guy get like a pot roast the other day or whatever it was, like a crown roast. And he carried this thing out. A firefighter carried this thing out. In his arms, two arms out in front of him,
like
elbows braced against his chest, like he was saving a person.
Jeez,
that's how big this piece of meat was. And I'm talking about the dinner, not the man.
At the fire hall. I'm cooking at the fire hall today. I'm in the parking lot right now, just waiting to start work. But I'm cooking today.
What are you making?
So breakfast will be some breakfast burritos with some breakfast sausage, egg, and that kind of stuff. Lunch is a grilled chicken sandwich. Oh, panini, actually.
Yeah, there you go.
Sick.
And dinner is a couple of racks of baby back ribs.
Dude.
Oh, yo, you're cooking all that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do three meals.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. And is every firefighter on shift, like, per day responsible for all three meals?
So we alternate on my crew. So it's my turn. I'm the junior guy, so that's why I'm here so early.
Yeah.
So I'm cooking today, and maybe next shift will be one of our senior guys cooking.
Huh. And does everyone give it, like, 100%, or do you notice some guys kind of, like, half-ass it a little bit?
Our crew's pretty good, but there's some people who I've never really learned to cook, and they just kind of half-ass it, but our crew's pretty good.
Yeah. That'd be tough, man.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't know what to do to feed y'all. I'd be just showing up with, like, cans of chunky soup. Here, meat and potatoes.
You better go home, man. You gotta buy a lot more than you think you need.
Yeah.
Facts. No, bro, I'm telling you, the amount of food these firefighters buy when I see them in the grocery store, it's incredible.
That is insane. Yeah. Brandon, appreciate you, dog, like, so much. You have no idea how much it means to us that you spend so much time with the show, with the podcast, and that we're a part of your life. Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Oh, the smooth, cool dude, Roz, for sure.
Cool. Thanks, man.
You'll see him at the grocery store today.
Yeah. I hope
for sure.
Yeah, no, don't. And don't, okay? No.
Yeah. He's going to slip a fall on purpose. Yeah.
I never see those guys buying vegetables, by the way. I never see them in produce. Ever. Never once have I seen the firefighters in produce.
Yo, eat your carrots.
That's secondary.
Thanks, Brandon.
All right, take care, guys. Thank you.
Roz and Mocha.
Celebrate mornings
on Kiss 92.5.
Traded in a scrub for a quarterback. I ain't let the love ever hold me back.
give it to me, 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 give it to me.
Down.
After eight full rounds, we go to the judges' scorecards for the official decision. Judge David Iacobucci sees the contest 80-72, while judges Lawrence Cole and Jesse Reyes see it 79-73, declaring your winner by unanimous decision, Jake Elgato Paul!
All right.
Hey.
We knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So rigged or not rigged?
I don't know. We'll get. I got a whole thing coming up in the news on all of this stuff. We'll have the rigged or not rigged conversation.
I'm just going to say this. After the first round, Tyson was gassed.
Yeah.
He was finished after that first round.
Yeah, he's 58.
And after watching the second round, I thought they are definitely going all eight rounds.
Yes.
That's when I decided that's what was going to happen.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to happen. Man, I don't know. Like, there were a ton of various comments from regular folk to celebs over Jake Paul beating up a 58-year-old.
Well, of course, right?
Like, because it was Jake Paul beating up a 58-year-old.
Yeah, and Jake Paul is one of the greatest promoters of all time.
Uh-huh.
Like as far for anything, but at least now you can even say boxing. Like, that was one of the greatest boxing promotions that anybody has ever pulled off.
Netflix was crashing like crazy.
It was crazy.
Freezing, buffering. Come on, man. That was wild.
You got Tyson's ass in there, which was really great. Right? Have you seen all the guys recreating that on social media? Have you seen that one video where the guy tries to leave this house and his wife is yelling at him and he's just wearing like a regular outfit, but he cut the ass out of the back?
Yep.
Right? Oh, so good.
Yeah, I shouldn't like that good. One.
My kid was like, I think I just saw Mike Tyson's ass. Uh-huh.
I know. Like, everyone did a double take. Like, what's up?
And the camera guy realized it late too, because he was like, "What is that? Oh, damn it!" And then he zoomed in, right?
Such
a good moment. And also, the great thing was during that interview, like Mike after the interview kissed the reporter, mm-hmm. right?
It was his son,
like,
wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was Mike Tyson's son.
Was it?
I was interviewing him.
Okay.
Dan Amore getting reaction from fans after the fight.
Oh my God, how about that fight? What did you think of that fight?
Absolutely stellar. This is what boxing is all about.
What?
Bringing people that have watched boxing for 30 years versus against people who have watched boxing for 6 months. There's the people that love boxing, the people that are just getting to know boxing, and it's brought them together. Absolutely stellar.
But are you happy with the outcome?
You know, it's the outcome I expected, but what do I know? But I'm happy with it. I think they both gave their best. It was a great fight, and the best person came out on top.
Right? Tyson's a legend. Like, how can you let him walk out of this ring and not a winner?
He's walking out a legend. A legend is always
so
a legend.
Wasted,
no matter
bro.
What happens to you, you're still the legend. Once a legend, always a legend.
I think the bigger question is, was this entertaining?
That's a great question. Mediocrely entertaining.
Was that entertaining for you? Did you have a good time? How about that fight? Did the outcome go the way you wanted to go?
No. I had a great time, but it did not go the way I wanted it to.
Hold on a second. Dan Mori, how many drinks deep were you by the time you started doing these interviews? Oh, because we know you're a lightweight when it comes to drinks.
I had like 6 glasses of rosé.
Six?
Yeah. More, like, this is the official Netflix fight party that Mori was at,
God.
Right?
Oh, my God. Bro, you embarrassing yourself. Come on.
Even remotely. I think the whole world wanted Tyson to win. He didn't win. And let's be honest, that was one of the weakest fights we've ever seen. It was like they were in the ring kind of fooling around. At the end, they did that little dance in the last, like, 3 or 4 seconds. Like, what was that? What was going on? Like, I wanted to see more. I was expecting more.
Were you, like, embarrassed watching the fight?
Yo, why am I your voice there, bro?
Were you, like, embarrassed watching the fight?
No, I wouldn't call it embarrassment. I just wanted to see more. Like, this was a huge event, and I just expected way more from it.
And now Tyson's going to be remembered for this forever.
Yeah, and I mean, look, the guy's 58. You know, it's been decades since he's been in the ring, so we got to give it up for him. He held his own. He did it. He did his thing. But, man, I just really wish he won.
Did who you want to win, win?
No. I wanted Mike to win, and he didn't win. It is what it is. Mike didn't get knocked out. That's cool. Would have liked to see him punch more, but yeah.
That was a bad fight. Wasn't enjoyable. I never want to see that again.
I will say I'm very happy it went all 8 rounds. It was great to see Tyson back in the ring because I've actually never seen him live myself. So it was very historic. It was really good.
I'm happy to see Mike Tyson in that ring. Am I happy that I didn't see a KO for him take the win?
These are your people,
I'm disappointed, but hey, he's 58, so he can do whatever the hell he wants.
By the way, we saw his ass earlier. That's not bad for 58.
I know. I enjoyed that, and I enjoyed the bikini in the pre-show. He's ripped.
Oh,
damn. Also, Tim Mori.
Who drinks rosé at a fight party?
Were you, like, embarrassed watching the fight?
Roz and Mocha.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
On KISS 92.5.
Look. If you had one shot or one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment, did you capture it? Let it slip.
Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous. But on the surface, he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out. Time's up, over, loud. Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes rabbit. He choked. He's so mad, but he won't give up that easy. No, he won't have it. He knows his whole back's to these ropes. It don't matter. He's dope. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so stagnant. He knows when he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again. Yo, this old rhapsody better go capture this moment and hope it don't be better. Lose yourself in the music, the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity. Taking, make me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom's close to post-mortem. It only grows harder, homie grows hotter. He blows, it's all over, these losses all on him. Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely roads, God only knows he's grown farther from home. He's no father, he goes home and barely knows his own daughter. But hold your nose, cause here goes the cold water. These losses don't want him no more, he's co-product. They moved on. Soap opera is told, it unfolds, I suppose it's old partner, but the beat goes on, da-da-da.
change. I've been chewed up and spit out and booed off stage, but I kept rhyming and stepped right in the next cipher. Best believe somebody's paying the Pied Piper. All the pain inside amplified by the fact that I can't get by with my 9 to 5, and I can't provide the right type of life for my family, cause man, these guys damn food stamps don't buy diapers, and there's no movie, there's no Mackay Fiver. This is my life, and these times are so hard, and it's getting even harder trying to feed and water my seed. Plus, see this heart, I caught it between being a father and a prima donna. Baby mama drama screaming order too much for me to want to stay in one spot. Another damn monotony's gotten me to the point I'm like a snail. I've got to formulate a plot or end up in jail or shot. Success is my only option. Failure's not. Mama, love you, but this trailer's got to go. I cannot grow old in Salem's lot. So here I go, it's my shot. Feet fail me not. This may be the only opportunity that I got. You better lose yourself in the music the moment you own it. You better never let it go. You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity.
And Mocha, we already know who's your fave.
I think Mocha.
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
But who's the luckiest?
Obviously, it's me.
Yeah, right in your dreams.
It's Roz and Mocha's Easy Money.
Choose between Roz and Mocha and spin the wheel.
If it lands on your pick, you could be kickstarting your day with hundreds of dollars.
Celebrate mornings with Roz and Mocha's Easy Money.
Weekday mornings at 6:15.
Only on Kiss 92.5.
Why do I love getting my holiday gifts at Shoppers Drug Mart? The PC Optimum points. Perfume for mom? Points for me. Chocolates for the teachers? Oh yeah, points for me. Shoppers, you should totally go. Exclusions apply.
Can we really launch Black Friday deals early?
As Sunwing's financial advisor, I say, hold my coconut.
You actually did it.
It's simple. People want more from their vacation, right?
A Sunwing vacation does that. Why deny the people what they want? And with these Black Friday vacay deals, they'll be sipping a mojito by Tuesday.
Book with your local travel advisor or...
Need to send money in another currency? With Wise, you can send money internationally without hidden fees. From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos, euros to yen, you could save up to 3 times compared to major banks. Send money with Wise in more than 40 currencies without getting ripped off. See how much you could save. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
Tim's Holiday Smile Cookie is here. Until November 24th, 100% of proceeds are donated to local charities, community groups, and Tim's camps. Get one to give back to your community at participating restaurants in Canada.
An Oral-B electric toothbrush delivers a professional, purifying, clean feeling. So if you want a round brush head inspired by dentists,
come and get it.
And if you want a brush that cleans 100% better than a regular brush for cleaner teeth and healthier gums,
what you waiting for?
Oral-B is the brand dentists worldwide use the most. So maybe it's time you...
Come and get it.
You get it. Oral-B. Brush like a pro.
Only a few days left to live and listen to the magic of an Air France rendezvous. It's time to book your rendezvous with Paris, starting at $749, or Barcelona, starting at $859 return, from Toronto, tax included. You can enjoy a glass of champagne however you fly, economy included. Elegance is a journey. Air France. Book by November 18th. Travel from November 1st to December 14th, 2024, and from January 8th to April 30th, 2025. See conditions at airfrance.ca.
Guess what? Vogue Optical has 50% off every frame in the store.
Hold on, these frames are 50% off?
Yes, every frame in the store is half off.
Even these?
Yep, every single frame. You see it in the store, it's 50% off.
Oh man, this is too good to pass up.
Exactly! Hurry in to Vogue Optical today while supplies last, and don't forget to use up those optical benefits before the end of the year. See store for details.
Walmart is the number one place to save on groceries. You can save $2.53 on a bag of your Fresh Market mini red or yellow potatoes on for only 94 cents. That's 73% in savings. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
All right, what's going on? It's Mocha, and I would love for you to swing by Lexus of Richmond Hill and check out the 2025 NX250 all-wheel drive. This awesome compact SUV has Lexus reliability and craftsmanship built right in. It comes with loads of safety features like Lexus Safety System Plus 3.0, digital latch safe exit assist, downhill assist control, and get this, it's got 2,000 pounds of towing capacity. That is crazy. Visit LexusOfRichmondHill.com. Lexus of Richmond Hill, a division of Wayne's Auto Group.
50 or over? Ask your healthcare provider if vaccination for pneumococcal pneumonia with Prevnar 20 is right for you. Visit Prevnar20.ca to learn more. Now publicly funded for eligible Canadians and covered by most insurance plans.
Roz
and Mocha.
Brought to you by RedTag.ca.
On KISS 92.5.
In the corner of my mind, there's a secret place I hide away. But it's nothing like your eyes shining brighter every night and day. As I lose myself, all my memories fade away. Whoa, oh, till there's nothing left but the love that's here to stay. Oh, won't you take me?
What's going on? It's 8:40. He's Roz. I'm Mocha, and we got more tickets to see Taylor Swift Eras Tour presented by Rogers at some point between now and when our show wraps at 10 o'clock. We're going to ask for you to text us the keyword of the day, which is Swift, to 925-555. Do not text right now because that text will not count towards these tickets for Thursday night's show, Eras Tour, presented by Rogers, okay? Wait for us to tell you. You'll hear it. It'll be very specific. To text in Swift to 925-555. Do not text now, but it will happen at some point before our show wraps at 10 a.m.
Hey, Mocha.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do the news! Ah!
A Roz and Mocha Show and KISS 92.5 News Break.
Delivered by Pizza Pizza. It's game day, Toronto. Use code RAPSDEL for free delivery on your online order.
Netflix announced that 60 million people tuned in for the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight, and they also heard your complaints. So they had buffering issues, they had pixel issues.
So what do we get? Quality was a month free?
No, you don't get anything.
Come on.
So they said, quote, this unprecedented scale created many technical challenges, which the launch team tackled brilliantly by prioritizing stability of the stream for the majority of viewers. This is Netflix CTO Elizabeth Stone writing to employees, adding, I'm sure many of you have seen the chatter in the press on social media about the quality issues.
The chatter?
We don't want to dismiss the poor experience is of some members, and now we have room to improve, but still consider this event a huge success. And I'll tell you, they better get it right, because the next thing they're doing live is two NFL games on Christmas Day.
I know.
With Beyonce.
Yeah. They cannot mess with the NFL.
No. My football group chat would go nuts.
Like you just can't do that. You can't do that. Like, the NFL will not stand for it.
NFL fans!
No. But you can't mess with the NFL.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Like, you just can't mess with the NFL.
Right.
And then they and then all the WWE stuff starts in 2025. Beyonce's doing the halftime show at the, Ravens Houston game on, Christmas Day as well.
So what you're saying is I don't get a free month
of
this problem.
No, you don't.
You get the experience.
Yes. It was so bad that Antonio Brown was in the arena watching the fight. Mm-hmm. And Antonio Brown was reading on Twitter everybody losing their minds over the quality and the buffering and the everything else. Antonio Brown took his phone and went live on X and he was shooting the screen.
Amazing.
He had 7.6 million people watching his live feed on X from inside the arena.
Yo, that's incredible.
On his phone.
That's incredible, dude.
Bro, that's how crazy it was.
So don't get a free month.
No, you do not. After the fight, which was sad, you know, it was a sad fight. And
so sad,
you know, even afterwards, Tyson was, you know, he's become a humble guy, but, you know, he still didn't rule out doing this again at some point with somebody else. But then he went on X and wrote, this is one of those situations where you lost, but still won. I'm grateful for last night. No regrets to get in the ring one last time. Then he says, I almost died in June.
I had
8 blood transfusions, lost half my blood and 25 pounds in the hospital, and had to fight to get healthy, to fight so I won. To have my children see me stand toe-to-toe and finish 8 rounds with a talented fighter half my age in front of a packed Dallas Cowboys stadium is an experience that no man has the right to ask for. Thank you. So, remember when they postponed the fight because it was supposed to be in the summer, and then Tyson fell ill, and they sort of said it was something that he had been dealing with. But it wasn't a big deal, right? So apparently it was a big deal. And Tyson said that he almost died in June. And whether or not they reiterated that to the Jake Paul team, I don't know. But if they knew that Tyson wasn't in great health and still went through with this, especially with the gambling, to sort of not, you know, divulge that, if both teams knew, it's a really, really bad look. And you could tell watching the fight that Tyson came out and he had maybe max 10 good seconds at the beginning of every round.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was just a shell of a person. And you could tell that Jake Paul was not going to destroy him.
Wasn't going for a knockout.
And I think he could have, right? There were moments where Jake Paul could have. And so here's Jake Paul after the fight.
I wanted to give the fans a show, but I didn't want to hurt someone that didn't need to be hurt. There was a point where, you know, I was just like, okay, he's not really engaging back. And so I don't know if he's tired or whatever. And I could just tell, you know, his age was showing a little bit. And I just have so much respect for him. And that, like, violence war thing between us, like, after he slapped me, I wanted to, you know, be aggressive and take him down and knock him out and all that stuff. But that kind of went away as the rounds went on.
Right. So
I found after like rounds 3 to 8 just looked like a sparring.
Yeah, it was not a professional boxing match at all.
Man.
Everybody clowning on Drake's new haircut. I don't know if you saw this.
What's wrong with it?
So he cut it all off. So, because everybody's pissed. So he went all those years. Everybody was like, we were with you with the growing out stage because he had braids, right? Yeah. Like it took him forever to get that hair long.
Uh-huh. What is it, the braids?
And then he just chopped it all off. But I think that what people are clowning on a lot is that he still does like early 2000s duck face with his lips.
Yeah.
Whenever he does a picture.
Yeah.
Have you seen the picture of his new haircut?
Yes.
Yeah?
But I'm used to the duck lips.
Right. But like, come on now. But it's extreme, right? Like,
he's totally playing it up though.
100%. He knows.
Playing it up. He knows that everybody's going to clown him for the duck lips and the face and the hair. He's playing it up.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
But that's
smart.
A big commitment though, right? To grow your hair out for that long.
I've been there. I know.
That long though. Like his braids were touching his shoulders.
Yeah. I like this hair better.
You like this hair better?
Yeah.
You know, it suits him, right?
Yeah. It's also like just like braids. More mature. Like they're using pigtails. Like, come on, dude.
To me, it's interesting that you said more mature because I'm looking at his hair right now. And to me, it looks like the haircut of a little boy.
You think so?
I do. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it suits him a little bit more.
I think whenever you brush your hair forward like that, right?
But that's in right now.
I know, but it's the haircut of a little boy. You
really?
Know, it's
know
like,
so many people.
It's a little bit between like grade 5 and Caesar, right? Like it's a little bit of that.
Cheesecake, would you grow yours out and get braids?
Absolutely not.
No.
Why not?
And get braids, me?
Yeah, no, why not?
No, I would look ridiculous.
No.
I would look like I'm playing a character.
Really?
Yeah. I would look totally ridiculous.
I thought Drake's braids were awesome. Yeah, I liked him a lot. Yeah. Even the pigtails. The
pigtails I didn't like, but the braids I liked.
You didn't like that?
Yeah. The braids I liked.
Yeah.
What is it, the braids?
Somebody said he's aging like a white man.
Oh. Yo, leave my man
Jay-Z
alone.
Damn.
Hey, listen, it's a fine haircut, but I just don't like to see when somebody has that kind of commitment, right? To go that long and grow it and go through the stages of where it's just awful and you spend years just trying to hide awfulness. Thank God he has the money to afford to hide awfulness. He's got the people to take care of that. You go through all of that awkwardness to grow it out and then you just chop it off.
It's fine.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Also, he lost a whole bunch of money on the Tyson fight.
Wait, I thought he won.
No.
He bet
$335,000 on Tyson.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it was the UFC fight. John Jones UFC, that he won off of,
that
right?
That was a great fight, too. John Jones' legs are so skinny.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. He's I don't know how he stands on those things.
Bro, he's never heard of leg day.
No, never. Never.
My granny has a huge crush on him.
On John Jones?
Yeah.
Huge yeah, really. Crush. Oh, my God. That fight kick. Was so good.
Oh, mm-hmm. That kick?
It was so good.
The heel kick to the rib?
Yeah. So anyway, there you go.
One more of the news with Roz and Mocha. Get it at 640, 740, and 840.
On KISS 92.5.
We met in December. I knew it by June. I'd want this forever. I'll never surrender. It's gotta be you. I've spent a lifetime hiding the truth, that even the darkest days and the bad times will pay. Because heaven's just a place, ain't a
You don't want me to change, and I'm feeling like I'm safe for once. For once, I give you the world, take it all from me. Whatever you want, you can have for free. I would give anything and everything, if anything left, it's yours to keep. I give you the world, take it all from me. Whatever you want, you can have for free. I would give anything and everything, if anything left, it's yours to keep. I give you the world, take it all from me. Whatever you want, you can have for free.
Being greedy
pays off.
I'm feeling greedy.
She's feeling greedy, yay!
I think it is 858.
Your luck has changed.
Oh my goodness. Stop it. I'm so excited right now. Thank you so much.
Kiss 92.5's Me or Greed.
$2.
Or take a chance at up to $5,000. But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4.
On KISS 92.5.
We've got a big beauty week ahead of us.
I'm so ready. Sephora Cyber Week sales are major.
They're beyond. Different brands are 30% off every day.
I know. I'm so excited to save on Youth to the People, Anastasia Beverly Hills, Bondi Boost, and more.
And all my faves are half off on Black Friday.
50% off select beauty? Sign me up.
It's Sephora's best week ever.
Starting November 24th, don't miss daily deals all week long. Plus, up to 50% off top beauty brands. Exclusions and terms apply. Offers end December 2nd. Shop in-store or online at Sephora.ca.
RedTag.ca's early Black Friday pre-sale is here with up to 65% off vacation packages. Plus, a chance to win back your trip up to $5,000. No matter the destination, from adventurous to relaxed, your next escape deserves the best pre-Black Friday deals. Don't wait. Book today at redtag.ca or call 1-866-5-RED-TAG. Offer ends November 21st. Certain conditions apply.
Redtag.ca.
Celebrating 20 years. Book today.
The Nissan All-In Clear Out event is on now, where you can finance select remaining 2024 Kicks from 0.99% or lease from 2.99% for 24 months. Plus, qualified Nissan owners may receive up to $500 in loyalty bonus. Go all-in with the Nissan Kicks and start dreaming of where best-in-class fuel economy can take you. Add impressive cargo capacity for whatever comes your way, and your imagination is officially free to wander. Conditions apply. Quantities limited. See Nissan.ca for details.
Desjardins Insurance cares a lot about their clients. In fact, it's packed with such a ginormous amount of vast and substantial care that's bursting with even more whoppingly humongous and colossal care. You might be a little surprised when we tell you that all of that care fits in the palm of your hand. With the Desjardins Insurance mobile app, you'll get a big hand with 24/7 paper-free access to all of your home and auto policies, including your digital pink slip. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care.
Think of what we could do together.
The songs are legendary.
Popular.
The characters are iconic.
Pink goes good with green.
And I just had a vision almost like a prophecy.
But feeling, now,
tell them how.
The worldwide phenomenon becomes the magical event of the year. Wicked in theaters Friday.
How do you, Subway holiday lover?
I'm dreaming of a turkey sub.
Well, hold on to your chestnuts for Subway's new festive faves meal. A 6-inch turkey sub with cranberry Dijon,
ooh,
crispy potato rings,
ooh,
and 2 red velvet cookies.
Ooh, jingle my bells.
No thank you, but all this delicious and fixins for just $8.99.
Yum, maybe some sugar plums.
No idea what that is. The new festive faves meal, a merry $8.99, only at Subway. At participating Canadian restaurants, extras additional, terms and conditions apply.
By the fireplace.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. The one from Barry. But Newmar Rewards still makes me feel like a star. I get offers on all my favorites at Metro and Food Basics. Moi Rewards. Made for everyone, even me, Ryan Reynolds. Join today and save.
The Ross Petty Panto is back. You and your family are invited to a holiday musical extravaganza. Enjoy the Wizard of Oz like you've never seen it before. Audiences of all ages will embark on a whimsical journey alongside Dorothy and her beloved companions as they navigate the fantastical landscapes of Tarazto, brimming with laughter, toe-tapping hit songs, and mischievous antics. Secure your tickets for a rip-roaring merry time at CanadianStage.com.
Shop Black Friday deals at PetSmart. From November 21st to 27th, buy one, get one 50% off dog and cat treats. Save 20% on all Hill's Science diet food. Plus, save $3 on all Arm & Hammer cat litter. Shop more incredible deals in-store and online at PetSmart.ca.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by RedTag.ca. Travel made easy.
All right, Toronto, we are sitting at 5 degrees right now, getting up to a high of 13, sitting in the sunshine this afternoon as well. Drake, am I feeling safe? 57 on the Roz and Mocha Show. KISS 92.5, good morning.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you. And I'm down for you always. KB, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you. And I need you, and I'm down for you always.
Look, the new me is really still the real me. I swear you gotta feel me before they try and kill me. They gotta make some choices, they running out of options. Cause I've been going off, and they don't know when to stop. And then when you get the, I see that you've been learning. And when I take you shopping, you spend it like you earned it. And when you popped off on your ex, he deserved it. I thought you would've won from the jump, that confirmed it. Trap money, Benny. I buy you champagne, but you love some Henny. Front of block like you Jenny. I know you special, girl, cause I know too many.
Risha, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you. And I'm down for you always. JT, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you. And I'm down for you always.
Then we kissing in a way, kissing, kissing in a way, kissing, kissing in a way. I need that black card in the cold to the safe, cold to the safe, cold, cold to the safe, safe. I show 'em how to network, Netflix and chill. What's your network?
Cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always. And I'm down for you always. And I'm down for you, down for you, down for you always. Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you. And I'm down for you always, KB. Do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I'm
skate and smoke and rap. Now let me see you right now. Now let me see you. Now let me see you.
Kiss 92.5's needy
or greedy.
All right, who wants the free money? Who wants to play needy or greedy? Text the word jacket right now along with your name to 925-555. Two choices. Needy, you get 92 bucks instantly. Or if you want to be greedy, you got to tell us what you think the dollar amount is in the jackpot. And if you're right, we'll give you that cash. Text jacket right now to 925-555. We will play needy or greedy in 2.5 minutes.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
On KISS 92.5.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why half his clothes went missing. My body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation.
And if that's true, you'll just have to taste me when it's killed. feeling mine, and every time you breathe his air, just know I was already there. Well, I heard you're back together, and if that's true, you'll just have to tease me when he's kissing.
Throwbacks. Sabrina Carpenter, that is Taste.
Kiss 92.5's Needy
or Greedy.
Juliet, hello. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to Needy or Greedy. We got some free cash that could be yours.
So, I know. I'm hoping.
Okay, so you got a choice to make. You could be needy, like Sabrina did an hour ago. Mm-hmm. She took the $92. Or you could be greedy, and if you want to be greedy, you know you got to try and guess that jackpot. The last time we played where we got a guess was 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. That guess was $1,025. It was incorrect. The jackpot is lower. So what are you going to do? Are you going to be needy, or are you going to be greedy?
I'm going to be greedy.
There we go.
Yes. All right, Juliet, what is that greedy guess?
698.
698 dollars.
Why that number?
No reason.
Is this like a random number you pick right now?
Yep.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, all right. Juliet with the guess of $698. Juliet. You are.
Sorry, Juliet.
That's okay.
It's higher, Juliet. It's higher than 698.
Okay. Sounds right. Good. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that is exactly how you play Needy or Greedy. We'll play every hour until 6 p.m. So if you want to take part, text the word jacket along with your name to 925-555. Next gameplay is at 10 a.m. It is Needy or Greedy. Omi, cheerleader right now. Kiss 92.5. Good morning.
When I need motivation, my one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner, right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretend? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. She knows like a model. She grants my wishes like a genie in a bottle. Yeah, yeah, cause I'm the wizard of love, and I got the magic wand. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretend? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there. She thinks I need the right selection. All that's left
that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her.
The Roz and Mocha Show
on Kiss.
Kiss 92.5.
Well, it's finally here. Cobra Kai Season 6 Part 2 is available on Netflix. I love this show. I know they got a movie coming out soon. Dammit Maury had a chance to speak with Ralph Macchio.